USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The 1/6 House Select Committee focused on how former President Trump pressured officials at the state level to overturn results that favored Biden. Three Republican state officials were in the spotlight. Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger was on the other end of a famous call from Trump asking him to find more votes for him.
What I knew is that we didn't have any votes to find. We had to continue to look. We investigated, like I just shared the numbers with you. There were no votes to find.
There was also testimony from Arizona House Speaker Rusty Bowers that Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, acknowledged that there was lots of theories. They just don't have the evidence. Wall Street begins the short trading week with gains after coming off its worst week since the beginning of the pandemic. The Dow rose 641 points. The Nasdaq gained 271 points. The S&P 500 up nearly 90 points. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he will support the bipartisan gun safety bill. The text of what a group of his colleagues worked on was released on Tuesday. The package includes $750 million for states to implement crisis intervention orders that keep firearms out of the hands of individuals determined to be a significant danger to themselves or others. It includes provisions to close the so-called boyfriend loophole and a requirement to review juvenile records for gun purchasers under the age of 21. The negotiations were sparked by several mass shootings, including at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, and a hate-motivated shooting of a supermarket in a majority black neighborhood in Buffalo. The Lone Star State's top cop says officers in Uvalde had the manpower and the firepower to stop the gunman 3 minutes after he entered the elementary school. Colonel Steve McCraw, director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, called law enforcement's response to the deadly shooting an abject failure. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
More on what the head of the Texas Department of Public Safety had to say about the response to the Uvalde school shooting. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick did not like what he had heard.
What is most alarming about the testimony that Director McCraw gave was this information that that door was never locked, likely never locked, because it was the strike plate that didn't work.
Republican Dan Patrick reacting to remarks from Texas Department of Public Safety Colonel Steve McGraw, who says he doesn't believe the shooter had time to lock the Robb Elementary door last month. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A California jury found that Bill Cosby sexually abused a 16-year-old girl at the Playboy Mansion in 1975, and they awarded the victim $500,000. Judy Huth, who is now 64 years old, described her 7-year legal fight as torture. It was a civil trial, so there's no findings of guilty, but the jury did find some facts that Cosby intentionally caused harmful sexual contact with Huth, that he reasonably believed that she was under 18, and that his conduct was driven by unnatural or abnormal sexual interest of a minor. An appeal expected, so says a Cosby spokesman. Jason Ravensburg is out as South Dakota's attorney general. The state Senate convicted him on 2 impeachment counts stemming from a 2020 fatal accident. The Republican is also further barred from holding future office. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.